Check. Mic check. One. Say mic.
Two. Mic two.
Yeah. You're right.
God.
I don't feel well. Anyway, how are you?
I'm okay.
All right. Don't start off like, I'm all right. I'm fine. I'm feeling great. You never hear that. Oh, God, I'm feeling fucking great. This is the best day of my fucking life. It's like, are you being sarcastic? No. Seriously, best day of my fucking life ever. You sound like you're being sarcastic. I'm seriously being serious. Why do I sound like I'm being sarcastic? Maybe this is just how I talk. No, you sound like you're being an asshole. Yeah, I'm being an asshole. Fuck you. So, you know, that's somebody we know at your job. I think you know who I'm talking about. Well, as far as the voice goes, not the character.
Yeah, No comment.
No comment on that. That's someone we know, by the way. Anyway, how was your day?
You had your day and you did it. Yeah,
We're doing a quick audio check right now. Obviously, we do the mic checks before the show, but we're doing a video thing with the new monitor. So I'm just going to play for Armando.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. So here's the video. Let me turn it down a bit. Oh, there we go. And I'm showing him the Deadpool teaser trailer. You guys obviously can't see this, but you're going to get his little reaction to it. You've all seen this Deadpool trailer too. This is the teaser, official teaser trailer. You saw this in the movie theaters?
Yeah, but this is the extended teaser.
This is the one that I told you about.
Yeah.
So we're just going to watch this really quick before we, just to make sure that we're getting the audio.
Mm-hmm.
While we use the monitor. Good screen, right? Good resolution?
Yes, yes. Resolution.
Not bad for a monitor.
Color's nice and bright.
All right, let's see if the butt cheeks come out nice. So far, I think we're good.
Is Nathan Summers a thing?
Yeah, Nathan Summers. It says Nathan Summers coming soon?
Mm-hmm.
That's either... Well, Scott Summers is Cyclops.
Right.
Nathan Summers is somebody else. I could probably look it up while Deadpool is still changing.
Right.
And we're doing this audio check. Got all the messages from you. Hey, I'm here. I'm fucking here. Let me in. God damn it. So you've seen all this stuff. None of this is really different.
Yep, not so far.
I'm still looking up Nathan Summers.
Oh, wait, he didn't call before. He didn't take a call before.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did?
In the theater, yeah.
Oh,
wait, or maybe he didn't. No, he didn't. Oh, Cable. Nathan Summers. Duh. It's the son of Cyclops and Storm, or Cyclops and Jean Grey is Nathan Summers. That's Cable. So it says Nathan Summers coming soon. That means Cable's coming soon. But that kind of contradicts some stories we've got to discuss today on the Nerd Update.
Right.
But you see the Stan Lee cameo?
Yeah.
He told them zip it. Deadpool told Stan Lee to zip it. That's some fucking balls. Telling the old father of Marvel to zip it. So that's the only real difference between that and the one you saw in the theaters.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, I think...
And the different song.
Yeah, and the different... Yeah, it's a different song. Yeah, that's true. Right. It was the Baywatch song. And then he makes fun of Wolverine more in this one, too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's our little audio check, and that was us checking in with you guys.
How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing fine. How are you? You can't answer us? Well, hit us up in the comments below, but let's start the fucking show!
Yeah.
Loading program.
It's time for Nerd Update, bitches!
Shizzledy, bizzledy, fizzledy, fuck. It's time for your nerd update. Good luck. How's the voice?
Good. The what? How's the what? How's the what? How's the what? Oi.
How's the what?
Oi.
What are you turning into my doctor? What is wrong with you? Why do you keep coming in and bothering me? Because I'm sick. No, you're not. Leave me alone. He's not good at his job.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. I love him. Hey, guys, what's up? Mike Zimmer here, joined with Armando Aranda, Team Awesome Inc. We're here to do a nerd update for you because, God damn it, it's fucking time. And we've got some stories, nerdy fucking stories to share.
Sorry, yeah, okay.
I don't know why I was having a seizure in the middle of that, but for some reason I was. We just got done doing some trailer reactions. You can check those out on our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. Again, our YouTube channel is Simmer Mike. There you can see all the trailer reactions we've been talking about. We've got Let's Plays coming up. Gears of War 4.
Gears of War 4.
Can't wait. Yep. Gears of War 4. Check out our Let's Play when that is up. Also, check out our Let's Play for Call of Duty Zombie Mode, Survival Mode.
Yeah.
We got to a level. We tried to achieve a level to get to, and we got there, but that's a teaser.
Right.
So you got to go to Simmer Mike on YouTube to check out our Let's Plays and our trailer reactions. All good stuff. Download, like, and subscribe on iTunes. Type in Team Awesome Inc. Go to our website, yotina.podomatic.com. And, of course, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Follow our Facebook stuff and tweets. What else? Oh, yeah. We also do a live podcast at Soundcast. Follow Soundcast tweets at SoundcastFM. All right, Armando, you ready to talk about some nerdy fucking shit?
Yeah, jeez.
Here we go. First story up on the docket. With cable casting news coming soon and Zazie Beetz officially playing Domino. That's right, Zazie Beetz.
Who?
Spelled Zaziebeetz.
So they got a cartoon?
Zazie Beetz. I don't know. It sounds like...
animated?
Honestly, it sounds like a club DJ. Like DJ Zazie Beetz. Zazie Beetz. So playing Domino. Domino is like Deadpool's Catwoman. Like Batman and Catwoman have that weird relationship where like, he's a crime fighter, he's a good guy, but like... she's a villain. Okay.
Daredevil, Elektra.
Never be together because, you know, but they fuck all the time. They're just always fucking, but they can never be together.
But they
continually fuck constantly. Hey. But they can't be together.
Yeah, and she kills people and he doesn't.
Well, he killed. Well, Deadpool kills people. Mm. But anyway, whoever Zazie Beetz is officially playing Domino. So Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds, of course, is taking a bit of a back seat. So, I mean, this is kicking off a whole section of the Marvel Universe fans thought they'd never, ever see. So these new characters being involved is a big deal. Still, writers Paul Wernick and Rhett Reese want to assure people the sequel to the R-rated hit will still be all about the red spandex guy. While talking with IGN about this weekend's life, they were asked how they're going to handle all the incoming characters and if giving the upcoming X-Force movie with Deadpool 2 be more like an ensemble feature. So not only are we going to get Deadpool 2 and we got Domino in there, they're doing X-Force as well. Mm. X-Force is like, well, I mean...
It's another band of mutants?
It's kind of like... X-Force is like X-Men, but without Charles Xavier and like they...
So they're like mercenaries?
They're like, kind of like mercenaries, but not... It's weird.
Because Force sounds like a military, like a paramilitary
but they're
operation.
They're good guys.
They're good guys. They're
but
good,
they're not...
They're good mercenaries.
I don't know, man. X-Force is hard to... Like, X-Men are just... They're good. They're the good guys. X-Force is the gray area.
Yeah, the gray
area. That's where Deadpool comes in.
Yeah, Deadpool's
so
right in that
gray area. It works perfectly for that. So here's what Wernick had to say. Well, again, it will entirely be a Deadpool movie, and these characters we introduce will have to come into that world, and it will be our task to have them not overtake it. Though this is good to know, Domino and Cable will still be playing big roles in the film, so it's important the actors are on point. A goal Beetz is more than ready to meet. Sorry, I added that last part. Reese. Reese goes on to say, this is the other director or producer, whoever the fuck. There's this very wonderful alchemy that happens when an actor starts to read the lines that we came up with. She just really sparked, and it really just flew off the screen. I think that we now will be able to write with her voice in mind more, which always helps, too. I like that. I like it when they find like the right actor or the right actress like in a superhero film, and then they get him and like, and then they do the sequel and they know how to write for them and write to their strengths. Like, so the fact that like they're already doing that with this actress and they're meeting with her and they're already writing the script and talking to her about the character help. Yeah, that's a really smart idea because it's going to just make that character much more enjoyable. It's going to make it much more dynamic and fit in with the universe, more cohesive, I feel like.
Right.
Or it can make us feel left out on some shit as an audience. Like, wait, who is this fucking person that supposedly we're supposed to know, or we should just accept them? But I feel like they're going to introduce Domino and... I mean, come on. It's Deadpool and Domino. They're like Batman, Catwoman. Like, they're going to do a great job. I have no doubt that they're going to pull it off. It does suck that we don't have Mr. Miller coming back to direct it, because he did direct the first one.
Right.
But, you know, he's off doing other cool shit. So good for him. And he did start Deadpool, which is great. And oftentimes, directors who start these franchises or these new films will go off to do other things. After they start him, you know, Tim Burton, he did two Batman movies and he left, and then we had a bunch of shitty ones, and Chris Nolan came along, and we had like three decent solid ones, and then
hey, wait, The Dark Knight was amazing,
and then Zack Snyder came along and fucked it up a bit, and Ben Affleck came along and said, I'm gonna try not to fuck it up. And then what was it, Warner Brothers was like, fuck everyone, we're gonna make this suck. And everyone was like, okay. And even Ben Affleck couldn't stop him. Even Batman couldn't stop Warner Brothers from fucking up his own franchise. Oh, God. Anyway, back to Deadpool. So Reese goes on to say, writing for The Voice and writing for Beats, who we're going to have to get used to saying that name. He goes on to say, I think you're right. It's a very exciting casting choice, and we think it's going to pay off. Wernick goes on to say, Beats, you know, in the read and in the test, she went toe-to-toe with Ryan, and that's not an easy task. He's such a brilliant actor. She kept face with him, and that's reason enough to see how that plays out over the course of the next movie and franchise. They went on to talk about director David Leitch, who replaced Tim Miller, Mr. Miller, when he abruptly left the project late last year. Reese went on to say that although Leitch's style is different from Miller's, it's not a total 180, but just enough to stand on its own. So like the little one shot, if you guys went to see Logan, which who fucking didn't go see Logan, it was awesome. They played that Deadpool like one shot at the beginning. It was like 4 minutes, 5 minutes or something. It was a teaser trailer, but mainly it was just a little one-off story. Like you get in the comics, like oftentimes in an issue, they'll have like three or four pages devoted to like a little mini story,
meanwhile.
Yeah, and they're called one shots usually, like Marvel does it. But because Deadpool is in the X-Men universe and Sony owns it, and Disney owns, Marvel. So like, it's a weird thing where like they can't call it a one shot because technically Deadpool is an X-Men. He's in the X-Men universe, but. He's also it's hard. Like this next movie, they're gonna have to really sort some shit out, especially after Logan, man.
Right.
And if you want to hear our review, go to our Team Awesome Inc. and check out our late ass review for Logan. We spoil the fuck out of it. Talk about it for a long time.
Logan doesn't affect anything that's like with the Deadpool's like movies, right?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, because at the end, like Logan showed who was left, man.
Well, yeah, but
like that was it. We saw who was left.
But Logan takes place way in the future, though.
Yeah, but no, it takes like pretty much way in the future. But like, if that's what we're building up to, then you know something's gonna happen to somebody to all these mutants, unless they fuck with the timeline again, which they probably will. So then it'll erase Logan from ever existing, and then there'll
back
be a new Wolverine.
And he fades away.
I don't know. The only way that like they're gonna fix the timeline for X-Men is if Cable and Deadpool steal the DeLorean from Back to the Future and literally just go fix it. Like go in and
Michael J. Fox reprises his role.
Yeah, like go get Marty McFly, get Michael J. Fox in, and it just fucking fix that storyline because, man,
that sounds like it might mess things up more.
No,
like,
no way. No way mixing those franchises together will fuck anything up and piss anybody off. All right, moving along. he goes on to say, Reese goes on to say, I love Beats on Atlanta with Donald Glover, so I'm thrilled she's getting such a massive platform to shine. Fuck yeah, Atlanta's great. I know I remember her from something. God damn, Atlanta. That's one of the best shows, man. You got to see it. It's on FX or FXX, FX, one of those. But Atlanta's a fucking dope-ass show. I didn't know. Oh man, that she's gonna be great as Domino, man. Awesome. So, you know, the director goes on to say, I hope she gets a fair share of moments. I do, too. Of course, leading into future movies. So Deadpool 2 has a lot riding on it, but it seems everything so far is going smoothly.
Everything is fine.
By the way, if you want to see the soft reboot of Alien that ripped off Alien starring Ryan Reynolds called Life, it arrives March 24th. That's right. Life is a Alien ripoff. And I'm all saying right. that... We talked about it. We saw the trailer.
Well, that kind of came out of nowhere.
Well, because Ryan Reynolds is going to be in Life, and that's coming out March 24th.
Oh,
so it's Nerd Update, so we have to update people on shit, and that's a nerdy movie. But we talked about how Life rips off. It's a fucking parasite that they discovered on a planet, and it wiped out the civilization there. I mean, come on, man. That's Alien, and they brought it up on the ship, and it's starting to kill people slowly. And if it gets back to Earth, then it's going to kill everyone on Earth, so they can't. It's Alien. That's Alien. Mm. But it's coming. So Life is coming out March 24th. Check it out. Starring Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool 2. What do you think? You excited?
Yes.
What do you think about... are you excited about Domino being cast and having Deadpool's other...
I have no opinion on that.
Well, he's got a girlfriend in the movie. He's already got a girlfriend in the first... I mean, you saw the first Deadpool, right?
Right.
So, the whole point was he was trying to rescue her and save her and be with her.
Yeah.
And then now Domino's going to show up.
Right.
So what the fuck's going to happen to his girlfriend that he's with?
Yeah.
Is Domino going to kill her? Is she going to die? What the hell?
I'm hoping for hilarious results.
Is it going to be like a Taken situation?
I hope it's going to be like a Three's Company situation.
That would be amazing. Deadpool wouldn't be opposed to that. I know his current lady friend would be opposed to that, but maybe Domino presents a love triangle for Deadpool.
Right.
Ooh, that would be interesting. Now I'm getting all like Archie about it. Oh, I'm getting all Archie comics about it. it's like Archie and the blonde and the brunette. This is getting all sexified. Oh, that'd be great. I don't know, but then you got Cable in there, so I don't know. Like maybe Cable can get sloppy seconds. Cable can get Deadpool sloppy seconds. Well, I mean, it makes sense. He's from the future anyway. Well,
Cable seems like a strictly business kind of guy.
Yeah, he's no fucking around. Like I'm a military dude. I'm from the future. I've come back to save. The future, save the past.
I think he would see sex as a waste of time.
Yeah, it's like I can't waste time fucking. I have, and if I do fuck someone, it'll probably create a butterfly effect that'll end up erasing everything that I like. I can't do anything. I literally can barely do anything. I have to just do my mission.
In fact, I'm gonna shoot my nuts off
right now, just to prevent anything that even you bringing this up. The whole thing, fucking Deadpool. Like, it's a good thing that every time Deadpool, like, gets shot in the head, he comes back to life. Because Cable is going to be shooting him in the head. And Domino is going to, oh, my God. She, like, in the comics, like, they always kill, like, whenever they're annoyed. Deadpool annoys the shit out of everyone. Yep. And because they know he doesn't die, he always comes back, they just kill him.
Right.
They're like, shut the fuck up. They, like, blow his brains off or they chop his head off or whatever. Like, shut up, Deadpool. Like, because that's the only way to shut him up is you have to try and kill him.
Right.
That's, like, and then even then, that just slows him down for a little bit. Until he grows his shit back. And then he comes back and bothers you. So really, you don't want to get on his bad side at all. And he's meta, too. And now he's kind of like existing in the real world that Ryan Reynolds is playing him. Ryan Reynolds owns the costume and often dresses up in the costume and just walks around wearing the Deadpool costume.
Nice.
Just for the fuck of it. Just to make even television appearances or to show up at hospitals and be nice to kids, you know? That's cool of him. What a cool guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's really taking on the moniker of
this. Is he trying to be Johnny Depp or something?
Well, I think he's like... Well, yeah, Johnny Depp with Jack Sparrow. Like, they've embraced their characters, like Robert Downey Jr. with Iron Man. Mm. He's like, they've embraced their characters. It's not like in the past, you'd be like, God damn it, I'm a serious actor. I'm not just this one
thing. I did Shakespeare.
I was in the Royal Shakespearean Theatre Company. I performed at the Rose, sir. The Rose. Theatre in the Round. Now I play an alien with a dick on his head.
Come on, say the thing. Say the thing.
By Trigon's hammer, I will avenge thee.
Yeah.
God damn it, I hate my life. It's Alan Rickman from, what was that space, what was that called? Galaxy Quest. Alan Rickman from Galaxy Quest. By Trigon's hammer, I will avenge thee.
oh God, I hate my life.
Miss Alan Rickman, man. Big shout out to him. R.I.P. Alan Rickman. God, fucking talented man. Severus Snape. Never forget. So anyway, yeah, Deadpool 2. Mm. We're still excited. Every little bit of news we've been getting about this has been good so far. The downside is Tim Miller left. I don't know why. Maybe it's the studio. Maybe they just didn't agree on things. Who knows? Ryan Reynolds, like, the one shot we saw is, if that's any indication of where they're going, and you've all seen it online by now, and if you haven't, go check it out. It's official Deadpool teaser trailer 2. If that's any indication, how do you feel about them moving forward with Deadpool?
Yeah, I feel good.
That one shot was great. Like, yeah. It was funny. Yeah, it really took that. Yeah, I mean,
totally kept the feel.
If a superhero without super speed had to change into their costume and fight crime in a phone booth, it would literally take that long, maybe longer, to get all that gear on go out and save
that'd
the day.
That'd be a pain in the ass.
Like, to lug that gear around and be like, oh, fuck, I got to change into my...
Yeah,
that's why they wear it...
a superhero,
Spider-Man wears it underneath his clothes.
Yeah, that's
so, like,
smart.
Yeah, so he wears it underneath his clothes, and Superman...
Superman does, too,
yeah,
but he doesn't even... rip his
shit off.
He doesn't even need to. No. He has super speed.
He's Superman. He
could do that, like, in a blink of an eye.
He's Superman. He can do whatever he wants.
He could just duck behind an alley... and, like, in a split second, he'll come out Superman.
Exactly. Again, it's Superman. He does whatever the fuck he wants.
Right.
He can. He has all the powers.
Yeah.
He has all of them. Yeah, so, I mean, it's good stuff. Love Deadpool, and I hope they don't get caught in the cliches, but you know what? That, to me, that one shot was a good, like, indicator of what they're going to do with the franchise. So I'm cool with it. I'm down. Speaking of cooling down with stuff, check this out. In case I need to say it, the following will contain spoilers for Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Armando Aranda will not care because he hated it.
Yep.
Yeah, you hated Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, didn't you? You really hated it.
I kind of did.
Wow. Well, anyway, I got more news about Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Yay.
By now, we all know about how the reshoots for Rogue One reshaped a lot of the film, particularly the ending. But with so much left in the cutting room floor, if it was even shot at all, there's still plenty to discover about what could have been. Gary Whitta, who penned the original Rogue One screenplay, recently spoke with Entertainment Weekly and spilled a few details about the film's original ending. Remember that we were talking about, like, there was another ending where they all lived and shit? Well, here we go. As we know, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, came to an end with every fucking member of the team dying. Even the villain... that they set up as this really cool badass dead. They all died. Everyone's dead in that movie. The only ones that lived were CGI Carrie Fisher, who went on to be young Carrie Fisher, and Darth Vader, who just stayed Darth Vader.
Right.
Like, otherwise, that's it. Oh, and then CGI Moff Tarkin turned into real Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a real boy.
He's a real boy now. The man is a real boy now. So we also know that this wasn't always the case for these characters, that they were going to die. Footage glimpsed in various previews and trailers showed certain characters surviving to take part in a beach battle. But the original ending Gary Whitta speaks of wasn't even shot. The creative team always wanted to kill off the main characters, but they assured at the time that Disney simply wouldn't allow it. So the first screenplay let a few of the heroes survive the battle. Interesting. The Death Star emerges from hyperspace to lay waste to Scarif and protect the Empire's secrets by destroying the special weapons facility along with the rebel incursion. You know, the beach battle? That's what's in case you don't remember what Scarif was, that was the planet that they transmitted the Death Star plans to Princess Leia on the ship at the beginning of A New Hope.
Right.
No, okay. So it's the beach planet. Scarif is the beach planet.
That's it.
It's like there's sand planet. There's desert planet. Yeah. There's ice planet. There's forest planet. And now there's beach planet.
Yeah, I don't want to get stationed on Hoth.
And then there's two desert planets. There's Jakku, which is junk planet, which is kind of like Tatooine.
Yeah.
And then you got wherever Jar Jar Binks is from. isn't that?
Naboo.
Yeah, Naboo. You know, prequels don't count. We're going with we're going with the original. Like, they have ice planet, forest planet. These are, it's like Westworld.
It's funny, like, the whole planet's like that.
The whole planet.
Just like,
even Starkiller Base was an ice planet. It was all a Hoth planet. Yeah. It was forest ice planet. So they took Endor and threw fucking snow on it.
Right.
And that's what What that was Starkiller Base, but it must have been a planet before it was Starkiller. Anyway, man, they gotta like make these planets a little less one-dimensional on the planets. Like, well, show some more stuff. Like, Jakku was pretty cool, but Jeddah was cool. Jeddah, where the Jedi were from, and they had the collapsed Jedi statue. That shit looked cool.
But anyway, I do like the idea of a beach planet.
Yeah, it's beach planet. That's what, like, Scarif. Go to Scarif.
It's like, I want
Scarif.
I'd go there. It's,
yeah,
like,
I'd go.
It's always sunny and the water's super clear.
Planet Beach. That sounds like Planet Fitness mixed with like a suntanning place. Does Planet Fitness offer suntanning?
Probably. They probably have tanning beds.
All right, I gotta look into this after the shoe. All right, so Scarif was the beach planet. All right, so back to the original ending. Or it wasn't the original ending. Okay, it was the ending. Okay, it's so confusing. The filmmakers thought that Disney, like, they wanted to kill off all the characters because clearly you don't see them in the next trilogy.
Right.
So they wanted to kill those characters off anyway because it just made sense. But they were scared that Disney was going to be like, you can't make a Star Wars movie where all of the fucking characters die at the end.
Right.
That's horrible. This is a family movie. This families will be there. You can't introduce all these new characters just to kill them off. How dare you? But there, Disney was like, oh, no, that's cool. You want to kill them all off? Yeah, they're not in the original trilogy. Yeah, right. Fucking kill them.
Right.
We don't give a shit. It's like, well, really? You guys are cool with that? Because we wrote a whole other ending where they live. And, you know, if you want to do family. No, kill them. Kill them. And they're like, seriously? And they're like, yeah, just fucking kill them. Like, all right, well, we're just going to kill them then. Go for it. In fact, we want you to. Really? Yeah. And then it turned into a weird thing. So here it is. The Death Star emerges from hyperspace to lay waste to Planet Beach and protect the Empire's secrets by destroying the special weapons facility along with the rebel incursion. But this time, there was no last-second broadcast of the plans from a satellite tower. Jyn and Cassian... Jyn was the lady and Cassian was not Han Solo. Remember not Han Solo?
Right.
How he was not Han Solo?
And he kept that's the truth.
Yeah, he was not Han Solo. Cassian. They escape the surface of the beach world. They even call it Beach World. Yes, Scarif is Beach World. I want to go to Beach World.
I know, right?
So they're carrying the data tapes. Now, I remember in the trailer, they were running with the tapes on the beach, and there was the Imperial walkers were showing up. Now we got in quotes, a rebel ship came down and got them off the surface, Witta says. The transfer of the plans happened later. They jumped away, and later, Princess Leia's ship came in from Alderaan to help them. The ship-to-ship data transfer happened off Planet Beach, and then Darth Vader was still in pursuit and began attacking Jyn's shuttle, as the rebels tried desperately to transfer the information from the data tapes to Leia's vessel. Finally, Vader was successful in breaching their shields and destroying the craft. The audience would have been left fearing the heroes were dead, but as Vader's Star Destroyer ventures off to chase Leia's Tantive IV, I'm sorry, Star Wars nerds, I'm mispronouncing that, Tantive IV, if I'm saying it right, you're welcome, we would have remained focused on the shuttle fragments floating in the vastness of space. They got away in an escape pod just in time. Oh, it's always the escape pod just in time, Witta said. The pod locked like, it looked like just another piece of debris.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, it's an escape pod. It seems empty. There's no life in it. Just let it go. Shouldn't we, like, capture it? What if someone's hiding in there? Nah, fuck it. But there might be droids that are, nah, let it go. But, we need the plot to move forward. Just let it happen.
Right.
All right, fair enough. The creative team...
Just relax.
So I guess it looks like the only ones that would have survived would have been not Han Solo and Jyn.
Yeah. I like
Mads Mikkelsen's daughter. Junior Mikkelsen. Sis Mikkelsen. Sissy Mikkelsen.
I like the theatrical ending better.
Yeah, I mean, because those two, because not Han Solo would have lived and Jyn would have lived. Now, Jyn living would have been kind of cool, because, like, I could see her, like, after she, like, got, like, the plans.
I don't like either of them.
No, I didn't like Cassian, really. He was all right. I mean, he was all right. Jyn was all right. I liked Donnie Yen's character more. It should have focused on those two.
I love Donnie Yen's character.
His buddy, his life partner or whatever, those two. Should have focused on them, goddamn it.
Yeah, them homos.
Whoa, hey, man.
I mean, sorry.
Hey, we don't know if they were gay, and if they were, you should say homosexuals.
Homosexuals, okay.
Two men of the gay persuasion,
I'm learning.
Please.
I'm learning.
Yes.
They were persuaded.
Not, no. It, you're born.
What? It's, you're born?
Yeah, it's a midichlorian thing or thetan right? level thing, right?
Oh, okay.
Like you're born with, if you have the... If you have the mutant gene, sorry, I'll stop right there. I'm so sorry to everyone out there.
I apologize.
Yeah, we're kidding, guys.
Yes,
we're just being fucking assholes.
Being assholes.
God damn it,
yes.
Armando, you led me down that path of darkness. Fucking Sith master.
Join me.
You're such a Sith lord. I'm a Bendu, man. I'm in between. If you've seen Rebels, you know what I'm talking about. This is a nerd update, so you're with me. Well, yeah. As far as endings go, I mean, Look, they needed to die. Like, there's the only like, because the whole point was in the opening crawl for A New Hope. It says with a lot of tragic losses, there were a lot of people died,
right?
And so in that movie, you saw everyone died just to get those plans to Princess Leia, and you're like, oh, okay, so that's what happened before the movie, and then you're like, oh, so this would be like the prologue. The movie, if it was a double feature, this would be the movie before the movie.
Hmm.
But for you, it would be like a fucking 2-hour snooze fest. It
felt like more than 2 hours.
You'd be like, fucking, I'd rather watch A New Hope like twice than watch this once.
Yep.
And, you know, like for me, I loved it. I loved the way they it was written. But the idea of them living, I mean, you know, I guess it would have been cool if Jin lived. Cassian living, I don't know.
It would have been cool if I cared about them in the first place.
I know. But I mean, I'm talking to the people who actually enjoyed the movie, right? Like me. So if you liked the movie like me and you wanted that ending, that was it. Those were the only two characters that lived. There you go.
Hmm.
The other ones all died, which sucks because we liked the other ones more.
Yeah.
I liked K2SO more than most of the other characters in that movie.
Right.
It should have just been K2SO, Donnie Yen's character.
Oh my god, Donnie Yen.
It should have been the robot, Donnie Yen,
and his boyfriend,
and his life partner, his boyfriend or his brother, I don't know what. And it should have been the three of them. And it should have been
And they make a series and they explore the galaxy.
They just go on, and then like he fashions a lightsaber out of, he finds a kyber crystal and makes a lightsaber.
Right.
Like,
and then he finds like a young student.
Yeah, he's the blind
protege.
And you call it the blind Jedi. Boom.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Lucasfilm and Disney.
Oh my god, I want to see that.
You have Donnie Yen at your disposal. He will totally come back and do this shit.
Yeah.
You could put scars on him, you know, make him look
just kidding. I'm back now.
Yeah, hey, I was joking. I survived. I survived Planet Beach battle.
Yeah, like, please do that.
Yeah, make that happen. And look, I saved my bro, and now he's got like a robot body.
Yeah, now we can do like Kung Fu Jedi movies or series.
And K2SO's here too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, I survived. Hello. Go fuck yourself. I'm still an asshole, I am. Yeah, you're all right, K2SO. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Yeah, I like you.
Oh my god, I want to see that so bad.
That would be a great movie.
I want to see that so bad.
Diane Kennedy, Lucasfilm, please make this happen. We'll direct it.
Yes.
Actually, we know a director. Alex Chancy from Strong Chicken Productions will do it. We want this to happen. All right, moving along. By the way, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story will be released on Blu-ray/DVD on April 4th, 2017. It should be released on April Fool's Day for you. You'd love that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Piss off everyone who liked it. All right, so next up on the nerd docket, Christopher McQuarrie took to Twitter to offer a quick update saying that it's not a single stunt that Tom Cruise has spent a year training for, but a sequence. That's right. In case you may have not heard, Tom Cruise has been training a whole year to do one stunt sequence on the next Mission Impossible movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Basically, what happened was that as soon as they finished Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, Tom Cruise started training for a stunt.
Wow.
For the next Mission Impossible movie. So they knew that they wanted to do another crazy stunt sequence for Mission Impossible 6, and they knew it was going to be very risky, and they knew it was going to be very dangerous and deadly, and they took a year to train for filming for this.
That's crazy.
Now, Mission Impossible 6 is going to come out July 27th, 2018.
Right.
So he's already been training for a year. This isn't coming out until, you know, next year. So he'll be training for this stunt for 2 years. What the fuck is he going to do? Is he going to space without oxygen?
Is it all going to be in one shot?
Is it just, it's a sequence, so I don't know what he's doing. Like is he, like, the only thing I could think of was he did the thing, the tallest building in the world, he hung from that. He held on to the side of a plane as it was taking off. He did that. That was all confirmed. He really did that shit.
Really?
He really did that shit.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not fucking with you. This is not a lie. We've researched this. There's footage of him doing it. There's stunt coordinators there. Yes, he has, you know, like harnesses on and whatnot, but he's still really doing this shit.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either. I'd be like, don't we pay stuntmen to do this?
We have computers now.
Isn't there an industry devoted to like people who do this for a living?
Put my face on.
No. Why would you? Okay, first of all, why would you take a job away from someone? Right. Let a stunt person do it.
Yeah.
Let an actual performer who could make it look cool and make it look really awesome on film. I'm sure Tom Cruise, he did a great job with it. But like, there's stuntmen out there who.
Right.
Like, look, I'm not against like actors doing their own stunts. I think it's cool. It makes it look more real, and it's like, you know, it's like, hey, you can tell when it's a stuntman, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, there's certain things where it's like, hey, you know, there's a whole industry of people that do this kind of shit for a living.
Yeah.
Granted, it's one sequence, but this is a sequence is in a big movie that could get them a lot of attention and help their career out,
right.
And could get them a lot of work. Hey, this is the guy that did that crazy sequence on Mission Impossible 6. Let's get him for our movie. Like, that's how Ray Parker, he was Darth Maul in.
Well, I'm just approaching it from
episode one.
I'm just approaching it from the lazy angle. Like,
no, I mean, actually, it would be lazy to. Yeah, you're right. Like, it would be. Would it be more? It would be more cost effective too to just CGI him on. Or do you think it would be?
No, you would have to get the stunt guy in addition to that.
What?
I
mean, like, you wouldn't have to have him on the side of the plane at all. You could literally paint a green square on the side of the plane and fucking have Tom Cruise in a studio in, like Sunset Boulevard.
That might be cheaper than the plane.
Like, literally hanging off of a wind machine. Like, oh, I'm on a plane. You literally could just do that and superimpose that shit. You know, Photoshop. I don't know what you do.
You don't have to scout out an unused airstrip.
And then, boom. They do that. You know how often they do that in movies? Every movie does that shit. Even when they're in a car driving, you know how many angles they get at and all the green screen, and they take the car and they physically move it into a studio and they lay it down to studio, and then like they get the actors in there and they're smoking cigarettes like, fuck, I gotta sit down and act like I'm driving.
Right.
And, like, almost every scene where people are driving and it looks too real or too good is there's a certain studio in Hollywood that's devoted to just driving in movies.
Right.
And they shoot that shit. So what I'm saying is that it would be good for a stunt crew, a stunt company, a stunt coordinator, and I'm sure whoever the company or crew that's working this film is, you know, like, they're getting 2 years worth of work out of this.
Right.
In Hollywood, that's pretty good. Even for stunt work, that's not bad. So, I mean, I'm not against it. I'm like, why does Tom Cruise want to die? Armando. like Armando, why does Tom Cruise want to die? I like Tom Cruise. I mean, he's crazy, but I like to watch him in movies.
It's Hollywood. It does something to you.
What? But he keeps doing these stunts, and I think he wants to die. I don't know. It sounds weird. Like, I know I'm like getting conspiratorial on this, but he sounds like he's like over it.
I don't know. I mean. Yeah, I guess
do you think he's like trying to like kill himself in a movie?
Maybe he's like bored.
Suicidal?
Maybe he's like bored. He's like, yeah, okay, like I'm like the top actor, and now I gotta do something else, you know? Like, well, what else can I do that's like, you know?
Yeah, what else is left? Death, I guess. The ultimate adventure.
President.
Well, you know, could have had, if Tom Cruise ran for president, you know, America would vote for President Tom Cruise.
Probably.
If we voted for the Apprentice guy, we'll vote for Tom Cruise. And I don't
think why not?
I'm talking about other people. Yeah. Anyway, not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Tom Cruise trying to kill himself via stunt work in movies. The fuck is he doing?
Maybe he'll start a band.
Look, we're going to have to call this sequence. Mm. And here's how I think it's going to go.
All right.
Shot for shot. Mm. SpaceX. We open up on SpaceX. Hold on. Let me get started. we open up on SpaceX. Elon Musk is taking a group of people through and showing them the facility. And he's like, check this out. I've got a new rocket. It's a warp drive rocket. It's called the INXS Enterprise. It's on loan from NASA. I've been helping them develop this plasma core, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, there's a spy in the group, and they sneak off and go through the ducts and the air vents, and they go, and they rappel down like Tom Cruise did in the first Mission Impossible movie, and they're trying to steal the stuff. But then who comes up underneath and grabs their hand? Tom Cruise. What? You thought I was Tom Cruise trying to steal... trying to steal the SpaceX shit. No, Tom Cruise is working for Elon Musk. Tom Cruise is Elon Musk. And he takes off his mask. He was pretending to be Elon Musk on the tour, see? Because he always does the mask thing in the Mission Impossible. You know, it's like our high fives in the trailer reaction. He always, it's like Caruso in the, what is it, David Caruso in CIS. What are those, he takes off his sunglasses.
Oh, sunglasses, yeah.
The Who plays. Damn, damn. It's like Tom Cruise rips off his mask. Dun, 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 dun. He's not the guy rappelling in. He was Elon Musk the whole time. And he's like, I thought it was you. And then he rips off the mask of the other person. And it's Donnie Yen. And it's the blind Jedi. He came in through a wormhole in space and time. And now he's working for the bad guys. I don't know. Donnie Yen's the guy in this movie, in this action sequence. Okay, I'm calling it. Next thing you know, they're doing the coolest kung fu fights ever, ever, at SpaceX. But because it's SpaceX, it has all these different rooms.
Right.
So there's anti-gravity room.
Right.
Then there's the upside down room. Then there's the physics or inside out room. And like literally they're going from room to room at SpaceX fighting in all these different rooms with all these different physics. It's like the Matrix but on crack and SpaceX. It's awesome. Then we get to there's a rocket that's about to be launched and Donnie Yen's trying to stop it from launching because it's going to save mankind or whatever. I don't know. And so he gets aboard and he tries to blow it up and he's supposed to, it's a suicide mission. But Tom Cruise is like, fuck that shit. And he grabs onto the side of the rocket and he holds on for dear life as it takes off into outer space. Tom Cruise holds on to the rocket the entire time it goes through our atmosphere as it's burning through our fucking, what is it called? The ozone layer. And he's going through the ozone layer atmosphere. And the heat atmosphere and it's so fast. And as he's burning and he's hanging on, it's burning. He's like, and he's like, and all of a sudden he starts glowing. And it's his thetans. It's all his thetan levels are glowing. And he's become the ultimate thetan. He is one with Scientology. He has become the one. He crawls up and he starts punching holes in the side of the rocket. He's now like a god on Earth. And Donnie Yen's in there and he's like, beep, bop, boop. I'm going to blow up this rocket. Fuck you, Ethan Hunt. Not Tom Cruise, Ethan Hunt. That's his character's name. And Tom Cruise busts in. And just as it's about to go to the moon and blow up the moon, before it goes to blow up the moon, Tom Cruise punches Donnie Yen in the face and says, what's a cool, we need a cool action line here. It looks like, turns out you're not such a good rocket man or something. I don't know. And then punches Donnie Yen in the face. And then he grabs the codes. What they were doing was they're trying to send data from from the rocket to a secret rebel base on the moon.
Yeah.
I'm ripping off Rogue One kind of on this one.
Yeah.
That's what happens in the sequence. Tom Cruise literally hangs on to a rocket, goes through our stratosphere, goes through our ozone layer,
into the vacuum,
lands
space.
On the surface of the moon without oxygen, without a space suit. And only a gun. That's it. And there's your action sequence. I've already spoiled Mission Impossible 6 for you. Subsequently, that's also how Tom Cruise dies in the future. Just so you know, Mission Impossible 6 comes out July 27th, 2018. Armando Aranda, are you down for that sequence?
Yes, I'm down for it.
If that's exactly how it goes.
Yes. Yes, I...
I want to see it. But what do you think? Training for a whole year? I mean, it shows, like, you know, he gives a shit. Right. Clearly, he's trying to do a good job. Clearly, he wants this to be a good movie, and he wants to have a good action sequence.
Right.
Do you think this is him trying to end his life
In
a weird way? I hate to get like deep about it, but Well, do you think there's something wrong with him? I mean, I'm just fucking around about it, but I think he might actually...
Well, I mean, I think it's just like...
Might be like, oh, oops, I let go, and then he's off, flies off the rocket, and
well,
then he's
like,
dead.
Well, like, a while, like, I was pondering what I would do if I was, like, you know, biologically immortal.
Oh.
And, you know, somebody said that, you know, like, wouldn't you go crazy if you...
If you were biologically immortal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Like, but I interesting. Like, I would be like, I think I would just try riskier and riskier stuff until, like, one day I wind up, like, splat on the side of a mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And you know, I don't think, you know, I'll just die one day, but, you know, I'll just die, you know, like... with, you know, like having sex with three girls skydiving.
Oh, yeah, totally. You know? Yeah, might as well. Yeah,
might as well. I haven't tried this before, you know?
No. You should, film it too, just so you can, like, you know, have it, like, dude, all I'm going to say is you get a lot of hits for that.
Right.
Even though you'll be dead, you'll be famous.
Yeah,
exactly. It'll be amazing. It'll be worth it, and you'll have a good time.
Yeah, so I just think that Tom Cruise is just like, okay, well, what do I do now, you know?
You know, if he is suicidal, and, you know, I hope he's not. I hope he's not.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't think he is.
But I think what it is he's kind of like, I don't know, like, it's this thrill junkie thing. It's like he likes to top himself and he likes to outdo himself. And with these stunts, every stunt he's done, he's tried to outdo it and outdo it and outdo it. And I think he's, you know, kind of gotten on that thrill. You know, people who go snowboarding or skateboarders or people who go skydiving or,
right.
you know, thrill seekers, you know,
right.
like thrill junkies, you know, like they get adrenaline junkies. Like that's what they get off on, you know, is like literally endangering their lives.
Right, right.
Like getting on a mountain bike and going down like this fucking hill that they could get a concussion on. They could essentially be handicapped for the rest of their life or handicapable, depending on how
right.
you look at it.
Right, right.
But it, regardless, the quality of life would be really bad if they were to make the wrong move,
right.
the wrong step. If
right.
the cord didn't pull, if
right.
the parachute didn't, if the airbag didn't go off, these guys would fucking die. But that's what they love about it is that they're literally like kissing death,
right.
you know, and then running away. Like, gotcha, you know. It's like, run away. Be like, fuck, you dick. Like, you keep, you know, smooching death like that. Death's gonna bend you over and fuck you. Better be careful. Like, you know, but, you know, that's a bad metaphor. Basically, I just hope that he's not losing his mind and it's not like a death wish scenario. Charles Bronson. Mm. Sorry, I'm talking to millennials. Don't know what I'm talking about. Older people, you know, you'll get it. It's
hey,
a great movie.
You see it, it'll blow your mind.
And if you watch it, it'll blow your mind and the minds of the men that Charles Bronson fucking kills with his.
Because
he has a magnum.
Blows
he literally, just kills people in that movie. He just goes up to punks. And he's like, all right, hey, punks. And they're like, yeah, what's it to you, old man? And then he kills them. He just shoots all of them in the head. And he goes, yeah, that's what you get for being punks. And he walks away. They're like, they didn't do anything. They were just like, they were just throwing dice in the alley. They weren't doing shit. Like, they were just like, that's illegal gambling. It's like, you're not a cop, Charles Bronson. You know, like I want that movie. Make that movie again. That was awesome. Anyway, Mission Impossible 6. It's going to come out July 27th, 2018. So he's got a whole other year to get ready to do the space thing I want him to do.
Yeah.
And if that's what he's doing, I'm sorry I spoiled the movie for you guys.
Yep.
How can he top... what, the Eiffel Tower? He's going to slide down the Eiffel Tower and then onto a gondola? Like, is it going to be like Mousetrap? You know, where like he does all these little... things, some Rube Goldberg device situation, but with Tom Cruise as like the ball, like falling down different. I don't know. Like, I don't get it. Like, you're that successful and you've got everything going for you. Like, but you know, again, it's a whole other lifestyle. It's the thrill seeker thing.
Right, right.
I'm not into it. So, you know,
right.
But you know, he's got a lot of fame. I'm just amazed that the studios are letting him do this.
Right.
You'd think they'd be like, whoa, like his agent would be like, dude, you might die. Be like, yeah, I know. Isn't that great? No, it's not great because you're my cash cow. I make money off you being alive. Like, don't die. Like, stay. Like, I need you to work and help me make money, help my family. It's like, yeah, I know, but isn't it cool that I could almost die? No, stop doing that. Like, seriously, we need to like think about profit here. Yeah, but I like almost dying. It's like, Tom, I think you have a problem. You have a problem. You have a problem. Are you acting? You're acting. Oh, God, you're acting again, aren't you, Tom? You're acting again, aren't you, Agent? All right, you got to go home, Tom. Go to the Scientology Center where they treat you like a prince. Literally, that's the big thing. Like that's why he always goes back to them, because any celebrity that goes there, they're treated like royalty. Yeah. Like, so like he doesn't know about the fucked up shit they do to people because all he ever sees is the good stuff that they give to him. So like he's like, I'm going back to my Scientology friends where they treat me nice. Yeah. It's like, yeah, because you're fucking Tom Cruise. They treat you like royalty.
Wait, what's that back room for? Where are they going?
Yeah, what's the No, he doesn't even care. He's like, oh, that back room's where they store all the candy that I'm gonna eat. And all the sugar plums, and all that's where all the dreams of all the fathers live, and all the chocolate. Like, it's like, no, Tom, that's where they torture people on facility for being bad Scientologists.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. We don't know anything we're more afraid of them than anyone else.
We're not making any claims.
We're just saying we've heard stuff.
You know, haha, it's funny.
We're kidding. Kidding. We're not into any of that.
Right.
We just know what South Park told us, and they were just kidding. So.
Yeah, of course. It's a funny show.
Yeah, don't blame us. Blame South Park.
Yeah.
Go after Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Leave us alone. All right, here's the next story. Like most kids who grew up in the 90s, this is the last one for the Nerd Update. Mm-hmm. I loved The Matrix. Hell, I still wear black trench coats because of it. I mean, you can see it right there. It's not really a trench coat, but I wear black coats because of fucking Matrix, man. Like, I always loved that movie. Because I highly believe in the simulation theory that we live in a simulation. Even Elon Musk, who we were talking about before, who's helping out with Mission Impossible 6 and Tom Cruise's action sequence. Very nice of him to help contribute. They're going to launch a real rocket for that. Can you believe it?
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, big fan of that, of The Matrix. And I wear the black coats because again, the whole simulation theory, Elon Musk has said that we're probably layers deep within a simulation. So, you know, anytime I hear news about The Matrix or anything like that, I get excited because I thought the last two were not that great. The second one was decent. Third one was shitty. Third, Revelations, I just couldn't stand that one.
I didn't like I didn't like the last two.
No one liked the last two, but I liked the second one. The first one was amazing. Second one, I was all right. Third, just can't ever watch it again. So anyway, when the WB announced The Matrix was getting a reboot from writer Zach Penn, people freaked the fuck out, including myself. Can you blame them? Now, while I don't have a problem with reboots or remakes per se, it just depends on the remake or the reboot and who's involved. Most admittedly overwhelming or terrible. Recently, Penn went on Twitter to set the record straight. So Zach Penn said, at Zach Penn with two N's and Penn, can't comment yet except to say that the words reboot and remake were from an article. Let's stop responding to inaccurate news. All right. Zach Penn also went on to tweet again saying, do I want to see more stories set in the universe of The Matrix? Yes, because it's a brilliant idea that generates great stories. All right. He goes on to say again, he kind of went on a tweet rant here. All I can say at this point is no one could or should reboot The Matrix. People who know Animatrix and the comics understand. Hey, I like the Animatrix in the comics, asshole. Sorry. Was he talking shit about them?
Was he?
I don't know.
Huh.
It sounded like he was talking shit about Animatrix. And anyway,
he has
a lot of these tweets, dude.
It's better than the last two movies.
It was. And the Enter the Matrix.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Look at what people are doing with X-Men universe between Logan and Legion and Deadpool. Does anyone want them to stop? Not me. And then does he have another one after that? No, that's it. Okay, good. He had he went on a tweet rant for a while. This was about four or five in a row.
Yeah, this guy is just
good. He gives a shit. Like, he's not, you know what I mean? Like, he's not just going in for the cash grab. He's not just doing a reboot. He's not doing a soft reboot. I'm doing other stories in the Matrix universe.
At the same time, he's pretty defensive.
Yeah. He's being really defensive. He's like, hey, back the fuck off, internet. It's like, look, Zach, Penn, it's the internet. This is what we do. Like, we as in, we're a part of the internet. We
complain about everything.
Yeah, we just bitch about everything. What the fuck? Yep. Come on. Like, just deal with it. Get over it, Zach Penn. And anyone who leaves comments below, quit being dicks. We're sick of it, all right? I know it's a double standard. We're being hypocrites, but just fuck off if you don't like it. Don't leave any comments and don't dislike. Fuck you. Sorry. But if you like it, You can download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is yotina.podomatic.com. Again, yotina.podomatic.com. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. We're live on occasion at Soundcast. Follow their tweets at Soundcast FM. We're going to round out our thoughts here on this Matrix thing. So in all honesty, it sounds fine to me. Zach Penn does sound a little defensive, but you know, you don't need to tell like more stories in the Matrix, but as long as you're not doing a prequel or reboot, I'm at least willing to give it a chance. But what do you think, man? Do you think like it could be like a Star Wars story, a Matrix story? Like, yeah. I mean, look, the Matrix, like the idea that we're in a simulated world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like once you realize that and you become awake or awoken or whatever,
right,
and you can access and you can hack that world you're in and the simulation you're in,
right,
and you can like essentially be a superhero and fly around and dodge bullets and do really cool shit.
Yep.
That's always been really, that's been the coolest part about the Matrix.
Right.
That's what people give a shit about.
Right.
So why not explore that more?
Right.
Why not get more into that and these other programs within the Matrix? And why not bring it back to the, remember the first one was like this gritty sci-fi movie?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back to the gritty sci-fi movie. It was too polished. The last two, way too polished. It needed to get gritty, needed to stay gritty.
Well, I think that's the least of the problems.
Well, yeah. I mean, and they were trying to be philosophical and that backfired terribly.
Well,
yeah, but regardless,
I could go on for hours.
Oh, we could
about that
easily. But what do you think about a new Matrix movie? Regardless, it's going to be a reboot no matter what. It's because it's a new Matrix movie, even if it's like new characters.
There's going to be new actors.
There's going to be new everything, but it's still the Matrix, and
right,
it's a new movie, so people
right
are going to be reintroduced. Technically, if they've never, because that's how movies are made.
Right.
So it's no matter what he does, it's going to end up being like a soft reboot or something.
Probably.
No
yeah
matter what he
it's
does.
It's been so long, too.
Or it'll be a continuation of, or some weird sequel.
Well,
or
I mean,
weird
it's been
prequel
so long, they're probably going to want to reintroduce the audience to the world of the Matrix.
Yeah.
To the world of the Matrix.
Yeah. So, like, you're right. I mean, so no matter what, he can't avoid. It's like, it's not going to be a reboot. It's not going to be a reboot. And in his mind, he's probably thinking, fuck, this is going to be a reboot no matter what, isn't
right
it?
Right.
And he's like, no, it's not. He's in denial.
Right.
Oh, he's in denial.
He's in denial.
Oh, you got to get out of Egypt, my friend. Denial is a bad place to be. Hey, we got to get one in every show, Armando Aranda. Well, we're going to leave you on that with the nerd update. We hope it doesn't suck. That's where we always end up on
this.
Well,
yes.
We hope it doesn't suck, whatever he ends up doing with this this film, with this franchise for The Matrix, because I loved the original Matrix. The last two did they, again, personal things. I liked the second one. I thought it was okay. Armando didn't like the last two. If they just stick with that gritty realism for Matrix, that works. And these days, you can do a lot of really cool shit with technology and
yes,
with the Matrix.
Yes, you can.
These days, holy fuck. Like, talk about, like, cutting edge. We could finally do all the, like, they had to invent the new stuff during those movies.
Right.
Now there's so much more new shit that
yeah,
they
could
just
could
go in and be
just
like,
just about anything you imagine.
Like, they kind of created a whole new genre that people took and expanded upon and evolved that now they're like, fuck, we've got a treasure trove. Let's go. So,
right,
yeah, I've got hope for it. And Zach Penn seems very passionate. His fucking tweet rant was epic. So, go Zach Penn. I hope you do well, and I hope it doesn't suck. And thank you, nerds, for tuning in yet again. Thank you, Armando Aranda, for joining us at the Awesome Pad yet again. And follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page and check out our goddamn YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. Simmer Mike, S-I-M-M-E-R Mike, like when you're cooking, bitch. Sorry, I don't mean to get mean about it, but
yeah,
I'm supposed to be, they say when you are like, you know, authoritative and you get tough, then it's like a command.
Go there. Go to the webpage.
Yeah, Armando.
Go there.
Yeah, tell them, Armando.
Maggot.
Yeah, maggots. All right. And thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Peace out and nerd on.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Life on experience. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome.
Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.